Yes, lots of feedback to the discussion on divorce. One more message coming through saying, Indian culture, bad habits to bring the kid up hating the father when divorce occurs. From a listener, says, if marriage doesn't work between couples, don't mess the kids' lives up by further making them resent their fathers too. You can send messages on that, but what we're going to move on now, and coming up shortly is our documentary, The Global Village, so we have that coming your way. We also have another interview for 8:45 this morning, the election desk. So, a variety of segments coming up shortly. There's a message that comes through from one of the listeners and saying that avoid six things. The six things begin with a ghain in the Arabic language. What are the six things? If you want to live a happy life, then avoid six things. The six things begin with a ghain. If you can avoid six things in life, you are guaranteed to attain success. If you want elevation with Allah, you must avoid them. The one is ghadab, anger. How many families and relations have been destroyed because of anger? The next is ghafla, heedlessness, a don't care attitude. Ghurur, the third thing, also referred to as takabbur. How many people in this ummah in a state of pride, either because of their wealth, status, whatever. Then number four is ghulu, extravagance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Those who are extravagant are the brothers of shaitan. We're living in a time where extravagance has become very, very common. Now the next one is ghil, hatred. We make dua in the Quran, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh Allah, do not put hatred in our hearts for the believers. We make this dua, but unfortunately, we have so much hatred for our own brethren. We can see our brother or sister progressing or being given a higher position than us. The sixth point is ghiba. Ghiba, we know the harms. And this evening in the Taraweeh Salah, you will hear the recitation of Surah Al-Hujurat. And that is another name for that surah is Surah Al-Akhlaq. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Would any one of you like to consume the flesh of the corpse of your fellow Muslim brother? No, never. Naturally not the case. So we all know the harms of backbiting. So let us abstain from these six ghains, which is ghadab, anger, ghafla, heedlessness, ghurur, takabbur, ghulu, extravagance, ghil, hatred, ghibat, backbiting. If we can abstain from this, we will really be purifying our hearts. May Allah give us the understanding.